About 3 or so years ago now, although the songs were floating around for a while. Hopefully, they'll perform again. I don't know what the status is of their project right now. It's got a cover by Aaron Salazar from the Little Mountain Gallery here in town, in the Little Mountain area. And apparently traded doing this cover for the band in exchange for Kenton doing some electrical work for the gallery that needed to be done. So there's a story for you if you see this album. And here's a song off the Cracklings album, Key Full of Ambitious. The song is called The Three of You.
It's always been your heart. It's always been your quiet, brilliant heart. Oh, my dear.
Thank you.
That was Katie and the Lycan with, what's that song called? Oh my goodness, it's off Kiss and Run, and it's called Quarrels. And before that was OK Vancouver OK with a song called Tess off their new record called Escape the Common People. Before that was John K. Sampson with a song called Cruise Night. I lighten it up after the first song is neat and a little bit heavy sounding by The Crackling from Vancouver. And that song by The Crackling that started things off is called The Three of You. It's off their record called Keep Full Ambitious, which that title refers to apparently a saying of the lead singer's grandfather. I'd like to move on and play some more stuff. This is Davy Graham off a album that was released in the 80s that features a few different players, and only a couple of songs are by Davy Graham, the fairly influential fingerstyle guitar player from the UK who incorporated influences from just such a diverse array of sources into his guitar playing. And on this album, they were taking old Irish reels, jigs, hornpipes, and airs, the album is called, and arranging them for guitar. And this is a song called Medley, Old Hag, You Have Killed Me with the Hag of Money, which sort of fits in with, you think of other fingerstyle guitar players coming from maybe the 60s in that era, like John Fahey or Leo Kottke, a bunch of other guys. They sort of had this thing where they would name their songs just like, I mean, they were obviously indebted to tradition, but I think they maybe want to say, you know, we're not taking it all of that seriously. We're not just old-timey dudes playing old-timey music. We're doing something that, you know, we have a sense of humor about. And this song, Old Hag, You've Killed Me with a Hag of Money, fitting with, like, I don't know, titles that are both reverential and humorous, like John Fahey's, I think it's called In Jesus Christ, There Is No East or West or something like that. And like things that take something very traditional and old and solid and just add a twist to it. So here's Davy Graham with a bit of fingerstyle guitar playing an arrangement of some old Irish music. Thank you.
are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Hello, you lovely, lovely people.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displace Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And as for the clouds. let them go.
That was All the Wild Horses by Ray LaMontagne, and it's off his album called Trouble. And I first heard it in a film, I think, set in Australia, and it's, I think, in the opening scene of a film that I don't remember the title of, so I won't elaborate. But before that, Khaki King with some live stuff, a session that she did at Berkeley, apparently. And she is a kind of crazy, one of those guitar tappers, you know, they tap on the guitar and, I don't know, do all kinds of amazing things. You see that from time to time, and it's amazing and very technical. She does some really nice sounding stuff with that. And then before that, Davy Graham with a medley subtitled Old Hag, you've killed me with the hag of money. And so a couple fingerstyle things, and a sad song. And now the Bleeding Hearts from Vancouver, I'd like to play them. They've got their record out, they put it out, they played it at the Waldorf. I don't know, they're a pretty great band from Vancouver. So here's Call an Ambulance, the second last song on the Bleeding Hearts album. So yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Campus and Community Radio. I'm Arthur Kay. This is Inner Journey, folk and experimental music based show, today from 1 to 2 p.m. and every Tuesday. So here are the Bleeding Hearts with Call an Ambulance.
Thank you. charged with the pounding pulse of a million years. For us, we've trembled in their fears. Never saw you, never heard you, but I knew that you were there. Everywhere I could feel you. Just a grain of sand meeting water at the land. We could make our castles here and sweep them all away. Just a drop of water frozen into ice on the stormy earth. Who gave us birth over and over in cycles of the sun. Never saw you, never heard you, but I knew that you were there. Everywhere I could feel you.
Dead and in in my grave. No more good time, yeah, I crave. Play the stones at my head and feet, tell them all that I'm gone to sleep. Freight train, run so fast. Freight train, run so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on, they won't know.
Vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Hey, this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Campus Community Radio. I'm Arthur Kay, and before that, public service announcement, show promotion for another show on our station. There was Freight Train, the recording by Elizabeth Cotton, apparently brought to wider attention by Pete Seeger. She was... maid to the Seeger family, apparently, someone was telling me, for many years, and they found out she could play music, and of course she was really great. My mom actually got to see her when she was an old lady, or like when Elizabeth Cotton was lived to be quite old, and she came to Vancouver, I think, played with Arlo Guthrie at the Folk Festival or something at some point. And before that was the Great Lakes Swimmers with a song called Song for the Angels from 2005, Bodies and Minds. They just came out with an album, too, that I need to listen to. Hopefully keeping up their great work from Ontario. And before that, Bleeding Hearts from Vancouver with Call an Ambulance off their self-titled album that came out in the last little bit. And also what happened recently, all those songs kind of allude to angels or dying, I guess, and ambulances. And Levon Helm of the band just died. Their drummer wrote a bunch of songs that well-loved songs, like The Weight. And played, you know, backup for Dylan. Disbanded around the late 70s. Various members pursuing solo careers. Levon Helm, in particular, coming out with stuff that even in the last few years, but he was battling cancer and just passed away. So I thought I'd play a little bit of stuff featuring not only him drumming but singing from The Last Waltz, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Song written from the perspective of someone in the South during the American Civil War. And yeah, these band boys, they were really, I don't know, just incorporated all kinds of musical influences from around the American South and cooked up something special. And the movie The Last Waltz is a good one to see if you haven't seen it, a documentary about them featuring many other people who came to play with them at their last show of their original run as a group. So yeah, here's The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by the band. Rest in peace, Lee Von Helm.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe? Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
See no difference. Just gonna cut off the last bit of that Wintermith song. Getting a little repetitive. Guess it's a great live song or something. And then before that, dedicated to Levon Helm, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. The band Live Off the Last Waltz. Just about closing out the show, I'm Arthur Kay. This is Inner Journey every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. Stretch your hands above your head for a second if you can, if you're not holding the wheel of a car. And hopefully you're not, because cars, you know what I'm talking about. And then I'd like to close out the show with a song off the first Lucifer album. It's called Elegant Transaction, and it has a beautiful vibraphone outro that, is just pretty great in its own way. Thanks for listening. Coming up next is Give 'Em the Boot, and I think Linda has some special people coming in to talk about stuff. They're from Chile. That's all I know. She was just in and out. I don't know where she went. She'll be back to play you some music, but stay tuned, CITR, and have a nice day.
Be careful when
you take a call for someone else. Not a smart way to begin. And get embroiled in someone else's life. You don't know where that phone's been. And don't strike a conversation with a cigarette. Like an old flame, burned up and out of breath. A slip of the tongue is all it takes. It seems you need a helping hand to find yourself in someone else's place. Back in the saddle again. And don't pretend you don't know where it's heading for. A connection all the same.
la 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 la